Hello all, I'm Ignacio Ayala, the lead analyst for data and insights here at Silverline, and welcome to What Just Happened, a short format podcast where I ask my colleagues to quickly explain recent geopolitical incidents, their relevant background, and key issues to watch. Without much more to add, let's go to this week's conversation. And today with us, we have Megan Sutcliffe, the Associate Analyst for the Middle East North Africa Desk at Silverline. Hi, Megan. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, Ignacio.
So, Megan, can you briefly explain to us what just happened?
So, on the 11th of January, we received reports that the US and the UK militaries conducted strikes against about 60 targets in Yemen that are associated with the Houthi militant group. This action was conducted with support from several coalition partners, including Australia, Bahrain, Canada, and the Netherlands, and involved the use of airstrikes and also Tomahawk missiles. Primarily, these targeted command and control nodes, but also munitions depots, launching pads, air defense systems, and production facilities in 16 different locations. This is very significant as it is the first active engagement we have seen on Houthi territory since the escalation of tensions in the Red Sea began in November.
Thank you. So basically, the US and the UK led a coalition that is hitting targets in Yemen against the Houthis. So to provide some background to this conversation, who are the Houthis and why are they being targeted right now by the US and the UK?
Absolutely. So the Houthis are an Iranian-backed militant group that have quite a long history. They've been around since the 1990s, but they really came into prominence in 2014 when they rebelled against the Yemeni government and became involved, of course, in the civil war there. Subsequently, the Houthis took over a significant amount of territory that they hold to this day, including the Yemeni capital, Sana'a, but also a lot of locations in the west and the northern parts of Yemen, particularly close to Saudi Arabia. They're important in the discussions we're having at the moment because over the past few months, they've really escalated the attacks and also harassment that they have conducted against international shipping lanes that run through the Red Sea. It's very close to the territory that they control. Over the past few months, this has manifested in terms of drone loitering, but also drone strikes against commercial vessels, attempts to hijack different vessels, reorient their trajectories towards Yemeni ports, but also using drone boats and, of course, approaching boats with small craft. In late December, we saw the assembly of Operation Prosperity Guardian, a US-led coalition that essentially looked to protect these commercial shipping lanes in the Red Sea that has then worked to engage with Houthis. But of course, as we've seen over the past 24 hours, the US has adopted a more active stance, partnering with the UK in order to conduct these strikes in what's a pretty significant development.
Well, thank you for that insight. So it looks like the key is the Bab el-Mandeb Strait and its impact on maritime traffic on the Suez Canal. So the question that, in a way, a lot of people are asking themselves is, are the US and the UK going into another war? What are the implications? What are we seeing as the next steps after these strikes in the Middle East?
For sure, that is certainly a question that is on a lot of people's mind. At the moment, I would characterize the situation as being in a phase of escalation rather than moving into a full-scale war straight away. We've seen these elevated tensions for the past few months and escalations on both sides from the Houthis and from the US-backed coalition over the past few weeks. And today really marked the coalition and the US and its partners sort of putting the ball back into the Houthis' court, essentially saying, how are you going to retaliate against these particular strikes? This comes after a few days ago, we saw a very significant attempt by the Houthis to conduct attacks on naval coalition vessels. This included a drone swarming attempt and the firing of several ballistic and cruise missiles towards British and US naval assets. What this has essentially done is moved us into a place where we're likely to see the Houthis retaliating over the next few hours by conducting new attacks on commercial vessels, particularly the Bab el-Mandeb Strait, but also the Gulf of Aden and, of course, the Red Sea. While the risks of a regional war, a wider regional war drawing in other parties, remains unlikely, we're still probably going to see increased harassment of coalition vessels over the next couple of days. There's also a realistic possibility that the Houthis are going to resume their rocket and drone attacks against southern Israel, particularly the Eilat port. And of course, continued escalation along this track will move us closer to seeing direct engagement between the Houthis and coalition partners, both on the ground, but also in the seas. Over the coming days, we're also likely to see an escalation of retaliatory attacks by allied parties, mainly through Iran's network of proxy armed groups that operate throughout the region, targeting US, but also coalition partner bases and assets in the region, particularly in Iraq and Syria. However, we're not currently looking at a major escalation into the US and the UK entering a war in the Red Sea or indeed in Yemen. This remains a relatively unlikely scenario at present.
So definitely a gloomy outlook. Looks like the Houthis are absolutely weaponizing the vulnerability of our supply chains in the Red Sea. And that is basically the motivation for the US and the UK to mobilize and strike Houthi assets in Yemen. Can you quickly tell us the implications for Europe and the US in terms of trade, in terms of economic impact?
Absolutely. Just as you've said, the Red Sea and the Bab el-Mandeb Strait essentially function as an artery for global trade, and the increased risk environment in and around this area have had some pretty dire consequences for global trade already, even though we've only been looking at this situation for about 2 months. Over the past few months, what we've seen is shipping prices internationally increase by some estimates, putting it at up to 250% when you're trying to move cargo from Asia to Europe. This is mainly because of vessels facing increased insurance premiums, given concerns over potential attacks or vessel hijacking in these particular areas, but also because we've seen several companies, including some of the world's largest shipping companies, rerouting their vessels via the Cape of Good Hope via South Africa, which essentially doubles the transit time for a vessel traveling from the Far East to Europe. This in turn, of course, bumps up their fuel prices, but also the amount that they have to pay to staff their ships. And so these elevated costs for international shipping firms are being passed on to consumers. For markets in Europe, also in Africa and in America, what we're likely to see is this kind of increase in price impacting socioeconomic health over the coming months. We're also likely to see supply chain disruption. So this could potentially impact the level of stock that businesses hold, potentially resulting in short-term shortages of particular commodities and assets. This will be felt most acutely in economies that are really structured around a just-in-time production model. So in the UK, for example, likely going to be quite an acute impact. To underscore just how important this elevated risk environment has been for firms that are attempting to move goods through the Red Sea, estimates indicate that in the first week of 2024, the amount of cargo that passed through the Suez Canal was down by 30% compared to the same period in 2023. And the amount of revenue that has been collected by the Suez Canal Authority in Egypt is down by about 40%. And so this rearrangement of global trade routes, but also the increased costs that companies are facing at the moment, will almost certainly have an impact on consumers in markets around the world.
Well, thank you very much. As a conclusion, basically, US and UK strikes in Yemen appear to push back against Houthis attempting to exploit our vulnerabilities near the Red Sea, as they see that this could impact our economies and could disproportionately impact developing economies, as inflation and especially food inflation has a disproportionate impact on lower income populations, thus affecting domestic unrest and government stability, as we have seen, for example, in the past year in sub-Saharan Africa. Thank you, Megan, for joining us.
Thank you.
And for the listeners, please follow us on Instagram or LinkedIn, and we'll keep you informed through your podcast provider. Thank you very much.